Thank you for calling customer service. This is Crow. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm sorry. What was your name again?
Crow.
Crow?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Crow. My name is Valerie Ribello. I had just talked with a customer service representative named Dominique to dispute a fraud charge on my Citicard Visa, and they gave me this number to talk to you about that.
Okay. All right, so all right, so you
told to give you the old my old Citicard number.
All right, are you trying to find an account?
No, this is a fraud charge that I'm disputing on my card, and the service customer service representative gave me this number since it was your company that was on a fraud charge on my card.
Okay, are you trying to dispute? So you had to call your credit card company to dispute that charge.
I did, and she gave me your number and your company name to call you.
All right, so this is the vendor. Whoever charged you, we're the third-party customer service company that goes through your account. If you want to dispute the charge, you're going to have to do it with your credit card company, unless you want to go through the charge.
I just spoke with them, the credit card company. They gave me your company name and your phone number because of the charge, the fraud charge of $56.95 showed up on my Visa statement.
So do you want me to find the account and go through the charge with you? Because I can't dispute it. The credit card company has to do that.
Well, she told me, you know, I'm just telling her what she told me to do.
All right, ma'am.
Call this number, your company. And to have that put back and refunded back into my card.
Okay, that's what I can do. I can't dispute it. That's what I was trying to tell you. But can I get your zip code so I can pull up your account?
89141.
All right, can I have your first and last name?
It's Valerie Ribello.
All right, can you spell that for me?
Rabello.
All right, ma'am. I'm not, all right, you said the zip code was 89141?
Yes.
I'm not able to find an account underneath your name.
If you're talking about me being a customer for your company, I'm not. I'm calling regarding a charge fraud from your company on my Visa card.
Okay, so I can't look at the charge unless you have an account with the company. And since I'm not able to find your name, I can't do anything about the charge.
Well, I don't know. Then whoever I'm talking to before you is giving me bad information. They said just to give you the old Citicard number and we would refund it back.
Okay, well, hold on. Can I get the last four of the Citicard number?
The last four? 9289?
Okay, I did find it. Okay. Now, can I get you to verify the address on the account for me?
4218. Livorno Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89141.
All right, so I do have the account loading up. Just give me a couple of minutes while it loads, okay?
Thank you.
All right, your account just loaded up. And are you talking about the charges of $56.95?
Yes.
All right, so did you already dispute this charge with your company, your credit card company?
Yes, and that's why they gave me your company name and phone number to call you.
All right, ma'am. So if there's an active dispute on this charge, I can't give you a refund. You'll have to get your credit card company to drop the dispute and give us a call confirming that the dispute is dropped, and then I'll be able to refund you for the charge.
Okay, let me write that down. You need a call from... A call back from security operations, city card security operations. And I need to let them know that if it's dropped, if the fraud charges have been dropped, then you can refund it. You can't do it if it's still open.
Yes, ma'am. I can't do it if it's still open. The dispute has to be dropped first.
Dispute. To be dropped to get a refund. And you need a call from them stating that it's been dropped.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me call this other lady back and I'll have her call you.
Okay.
And if it's the same lady I talked to, her name was Dominique.
All right.
Okay, thank you, bro. Let's see if I can get this taken care of.
No problem. I thank you for calling customer service and hope you have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.